I'm Jim O'Kay, Fashionista, 17 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's the time of the year when we take stock and think about the plans, aspirations and targets we set for the year ahead. Many of us resolve to change aspects of our lives, but although we always start out with great gusto and confidence, too often we begin to flag. Well, to help us stay on course, Carrie Brooks is a life coach and is here to help. Morning, Carrie. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. My pleasure to be here.
Well, here's the thing. We all do it. We go first January, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I mean, many of us are waking up this morning and going, yes, right, first day of, you know, my 5 mile walk every day and all of that kind of stuff. It is quite challenging, first of all, not to feel like you have to, that it's, you know, you feel like you have to make some form of resolution, like as if we all have to change in some way or the other.
Yes, I mean, it's interesting that you use the word have, because with New Year's resolutions, there's this very much this idea of obligation, something I have to do. Now, if it's something that you have to do, it's going to be much, much more challenging. Now, what I recommend is that you come from a more positive outlook. So look for something that you find inspiring. Concentrate on the change that it's going to make in your life. If I can make a suggestion about a new way of thinking about resolutions, just to sort of vary this old tired thing that gets rolled out every year.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to ask you and your listeners is think about yourself in a year's time and think about where you want to be, what you want to be doing, and what you want your life to look like. And this is both personally and professionally. And really visualize it in your mind, really, really strongly, all the details. Then grab a pen very quickly and write a few bullet points of what comes to mind.
Right.
For example, it might be, well, I see myself slim, fit and healthy. So that would be a bullet point. It might be that I see myself, oh, as a promotion. Next year, I see myself as being promoted at work, another bullet point. If you're single, it might be, right, I want to see myself in a wonderful relationship. So that will be another bullet point. Now, as you write these different bullet points down, you take each one and you do another column. So if, for example, it's about wanting to be slim, fit, and healthy, you start another column, and then you ask yourself very simply, what is the first step that I can take to achieve this goal that I've set myself. So if, for example, it's wanting to be slim, fit and healthy, your first step might be looking for a personal trainer or thinking about what exercise you'd like to do and your eating habits, whatever it is. Because what most people do is that they take on a huge undertaking. So it's what always makes me chuckle is that at this time of year, the fitness industry is inundated with people.
Yes, it's overdrive, yes.
Exactly, they're charging into the gyms. They do 5 days a week, really, really hard. And it comes to the end of Jan, and they're exhausted. They've got no life apart from the gym, and they give up. And it's such a much better idea to think to yourself, okay, I'm going to go twice a week to a gym because that's achievable and realistic, and I'm going to stick to it.
Yeah.
So going back to my list is that when you break things down into small incremental steps, it makes it so much easier to achieve because people suffer from overwhelm. So, for example, I'm going to get fit. I'm going to lose all this weight. In 2 months, I'm going to look like this. It's a lot of pressure to put on yourself. Instead of just thinking, okay, I'm Tuesday night and Thursday night are going to be my exercise evenings, and I'm just going to stick to them. And what will happen is that if I maintain that in a couple of months, in 3 months, I'm going to feel really good.
Yes.
Does that help?
Yes, I think that's quite important because the ongoing pressure and also that sense of which you've alluded to about the sense of failure, because what happens is, you know, with that pressure, you set these goals, then you don't achieve them, then you feel like a failure, then you fall off the wagon, whether it is, you know, you decide to eat or you decide to not, you know, pursue your career goals or whatever it might be. And it's an unending cycle. And that's the thing I think most of us need to get off of, this kind of treadmill that keeps going around, you know, oh, I'll try, oh, I failed, oh, I'll try, oh, I failed.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few other tips that I could recommend.
Yes, please, yes.
Which is to try avoid attempting the same old resolution that you roll out every year.
Right.
Because I just like to quote Einstein, and then he says, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, which always makes me chuckle because that's what we do.
Yeah.
We do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. So think about something new, maybe do what I suggested before, or if it's something that you really feel that you want to do, then approach it from a new angle. So if you want to get fit and you've tried the gym and that's not worked, think to yourself, okay, what do I really enjoy doing?
Mm.
Okay, it might be that I enjoy walking. Well, then join a Ramblers Club.
Mm.
It's starting to think outside the box, not thinking in the same old tired way that has not worked for you before.
Yeah. The other challenge, of course, is for many people, I mean, you touched on it about we start and then we stop. How do you maintain motivation? So some people are currently would say they are unmotivated. They have no motivation and there's nothing really excites them. They can't see what the future is. So they're feeling a bit like, why should I push those doors or do something different when actually my life will be exactly the same or if not worse?
Well, I mean, that's quite interesting. What I always say to my clients when it comes to change in your life is you have two choices. If you continue on the same path that you are now, then you have a default future.
Right.
Your future in 10 years, let's say if you're fit and you're unhealthy, in 10 years' time, you will be more unhealthy.
Mm.
Or you can actually make the decision for yourself to make a change. And as I said, the change needs to be inspiring. It needs to be something that you want to do because it's going to so improve your quality of life.
But you see, isn't that really the nub of it? That some people don't know what they would find inspiring. They have no way of knowing exactly what, you know, what the future holds. So, for instance, if people are suffering with depression or things like that, they may hear what you're saying, Carrie, but they would be going, well, actually, there's nothing that proves to be a spark to me to even look for tomorrow and say, oh, isn't that going to be, you know, brilliant?
Well, it's quite interesting because you're talking there about a sort of negative mindset.
Mm.
And what happens is that many people are inadvertently running very negative mind patterns. And what
right.
I mean by that is that they have a sort of negative default. So they will automatically go to negative ways of thinking. Now,
sure.
When I talk about negative, what I mean is focusing on what you don't have in life,
mm-hmm.
on what you're missing,
right.
on what you're lacking. And is this basically can make you feel very, very low, depressed, and unmotivated.
Yep.
Now, what I suggest is it is possible to shift that thinking because that thinking is habitual. It's a
right.
habit.
Right.
Like any other habit, it can be changed. Now, if you can begin to shift your focus away from what you believe you're lacking in your life, what you don't have, what you're missing out, what you believe is not working for you.
Mm.
If you can shift that into appreciating what you do have in your life, it is a really dramatic shift.
Right.
Because when you appreciate and are grateful for what you have in your life, you are not down. You are at peace and you feel content and happy. Now, it is possible to do. There are techniques and ways of doing that. Would you like that I make a suggestion here?
Yes, one.
Yes. Okay. So What I recommend to my clients is a gratitude journal. So every night you have a little book by your bed and you write five things that you have to be grateful for and in appreciation of in that day.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens then is you're automatically focusing on the good stuff. Because when you're thinking negatively, there will be good stuff that happens in the day, but you're not even seeing it.
Yes.
So a gratitude journal, you know, five things that you have to be to appreciate and to feel grateful about before bedtime, because you take that into your sleep, is a very powerful, it's a proven, with all the research in positive psychology, it works. And I can say that with my clients, it's been phenomenally successful, just that simple little tip.
Carrie, give us your website for anyone who might be interested in your work.
Okay, my website is carriebrooks.co.uk.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Absolute pleasure. Happy New Year to you.
Lovely to have you on the programme. Carrie Brooks there, talking us through how we potentially could hold on to those New Year resolutions. Keep your calls coming in, 0207 22 4 2000.